I'm a very proud Kerry man. I actually started my career as an intern with Kerry Group in Tralee while studying accountancy at UCC. So I suppose that was my first real exposure to business in the county. From there, I actually trained at Deloitte in Cork before joining Forbes & Sayers in 2019. So I'm now a partner with Forbes & Sayers working across our Galway, Limerick and Cork offices. For a few years now, I've moved back to Kerry. So I'm living here and have a very, very much have a connection to home. I suppose that's shaped how I've built my career in the region. Starting out, I suppose, in Kerry Group while studying in UCC grounded me, you know, in the strength of regional business. I think it showed me that you can build a serious, I suppose, progressive career from Kerry, and I thought that mindset has stayed with me. It's something I always try and pass on to the younger generation, is I thought you don't have to leave the region to take on a meaningful career with a big organisation.
Absolutely, and it's a fantastic opportunity as well, as you said there, to be able to move back home, I suppose, and be in Kerry, but to still, I suppose, carry out your career and progress your career with the company as well.
It is, and I would encourage anyone, I suppose, that, you know, maybe develops their career abroad, that's not to be afraid, I suppose, to take that step and move home. I think there's serious opportunity now within the region that's growing, I suppose, across sectors like life sciences, medtech, engineering and technology. You know, I think multinationals are now seeing Kerry as a place to invest too. So, you know, with strong talent pipeline and stability in the region, I think confidence is high, and businesses are looking to establish themselves here for the longer term, which I think is a great sign for regional development.
It certainly is. That's great to hear. And Maurice, I suppose, obviously, you mentioned the company there as well, Forbes & Sayers. Tell me a little bit, I suppose, about what you do, just in case anyone is listening, maybe, and they're not overly familiar with you.
Yeah, so Forbes & Sayers, I suppose, we're one of the largest professional services firms in the country. We're sixth largest at the moment, with over 1,000 people across Ireland, and, you know, well on our way to over 100 million of annual revenues. What makes us different as a firm, we're, you know, we have a very strong regional model, strong teams on the ground in Galway, Limerick and Cork, supported by, you know, a very large global firm with expert, you know, we can call an expertise across 100 countries globally. So I think what we try to offer our clients is, you know, a real strong relationship locally with international capabilities, you know, behind it, which I think is a powerful combination to offer clients locally. A big focus for us, I suppose, is on investment in the region. We recently expanded into Cork last year, which, you know, I think is a move that strengthens our teams and, you know, shows our ambition around, you know, driving growth across the west and southwest of the country. So it's a very exciting time for the firm.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And that's great to hear as well. I suppose in terms of SMEs, maybe in the companies that you're working with at the moment, what are some of the opportunities, I suppose, that you're seeing that are open to them at the moment, Maurice?
Yeah, I suppose there's strong momentum in the area, and, you know, SMEs, I think, are driving a huge amount of that growth, I suppose, that we're seeing across the west and southwest. There's a lot of family-owned businesses that are becoming far more ambitious, I suppose, investing earlier, trying to export earlier in their life cycle, and are adopting progressive, you know, digital tools, I suppose, to improve their offering and improve their efficiency and competitiveness on the international stage. I think there are huge opportunities for SMEs in, you know, sectors like engineering, food, technology and life sciences, you know, backed by the talent, I suppose, that's coming out of the local universities, I suppose, in particular from a Kerry's perspective, MTU, coupled with the innovation hubs and the local enterprise offerings, I suppose, that are helping businesses scale faster. I suppose there's been some major regional investments in recent years, no more so, I suppose, than the Astellas investment in Tralee recently. And I think that creates huge opportunities for SMEs in the region to, you know, win new contracts with, you know, large international players in the market. And, you know, that combined with the strong talent, I think, that's, you know, coming out of the universities, puts SMEs in the region in a great position to grow over the years ahead.
Absolutely, it certainly does, and that's great to hear. Unfortunately, we do hear a lot about the challenges, I suppose, as well. And I know the cost of doing business, especially probably for SMEs, seems to be kind of up there and one of the main ones. But are you coming across maybe other challenges, Maurice, that are making it maybe difficult for SMEs at the moment?
Yeah, I 100%. It's not without challenge. You know, businesses, I think that across the region are now facing, you know, a huge amount of uncertainty globally that trickles through to the to local businesses, including, I suppose, rising costs. You know, at the moment, you've rising energy prices, huge volatility in the market, and even the cost of construction, insurance, wages continue to climb, and that makes investment, I suppose, and planning very difficult for businesses. You know, global instability with, you know, tariff risks, supply chain risks and disruption, it's making it harder, I think, for companies to plan with confidence. So even well-run businesses are having to watch margin very carefully. I suppose, despite the pressures, I think regional firms are generally very resilient. We see a lot of our clients, I suppose, investing in efficiency, digital tools and automation, probably to stay competitive and to continue to drive margins that are being eroded by those challenges. So, you know, I think it's about managing risk and being proactive and, you know, maintaining ambition. I think companies probably just need to be smarter and more strategic and disciplined in terms of how they invest.
Yeah, okay, that's good advice. We heard, I suppose, you talked about talent there a few minutes ago as well. And I know something that we'll be hearing, or we're hearing, I suppose, at the moment probably as well, from a lot of smaller businesses, again, I suppose, in rural areas as well in particular, is that kind of struggle, I suppose, to retain the talent that they have maybe, and I suppose in turn then to build a successful business, you know, with that talent. Is that something, I suppose, that we're going to be kind of seeing in the long term now, you know, given the, I suppose, the employment rates and things as well in the country?
Yeah, like, I think talent is the biggest strength of the region, but also a huge challenge in terms of keeping our best people here. You know, between the universities, you know, NTU, UL, UCC, in terms of the Southwest, there's a very steady pipeline of talent coming through. But, you know, it's probably focused on the larger cities in terms of where the greatest opportunities are. But I suppose the key for me is showing people that they can have a very strong career, you know, from regional hubs based outside of those big cities. And with hybrid working, I think there is probably better opportunities now than once existed for someone trying to build a career outside of the big cities. But it's important, I think, that companies and businesses are open to working with people that are, you know, maybe not based in the location and aren't available to be on site 5 days a week where it's possible to offer hybrid. I think it's something that allows you to retain good talent and also allows, I suppose, the person to create a life outside, you know, in an area they want to live in without making huge career sacrifices.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point as well. I know you mentioned Estelis and the likes at the start as well. And I suppose that's an important aspect as well when it comes to, like, you know, strengthening regional economies as well, the foreign direct investment and multinationals, I suppose, coming in and setting up in different areas as well. We're, I suppose, well placed here in Kerry, aren't we, really, you know, because we have all the, I suppose, the space and the facilities as well. So it's an important aspect, I suppose, for businesses. But it's great to see it coming into the county and for those investments to be, I suppose, positioning themselves in this part of the country.
Yes, I suppose it's just an example, but a really good example in terms of, you know, a huge investment like that in Tralee is a standout example, I suppose, of the strength of SDI in the region. But, you know, with it, I think it brings huge opportunities to people in the region, but also, you know, businesses surrounding that in terms of the ecosystem to, you know, in terms of local suppliers feeding in to multinationals like Estelis. I think Ireland continues to, I suppose, attract major multinationals because of the talent we have, the universities and the strong track record in, you know, regions like, or in industries like life sciences and technology. So I think the West and the Southwest are now winning a bigger share of that investment, and that's very positive. I wouldn't underestimate, I suppose, the knock-on effect that FDI investment has in terms of creating opportunity for the local suppliers, and I think it strengthens the, you know, the clusters around those big companies that are making the investments and attracts more graduates into the region. So I think Estelis is a perfect example of how global investment can lift a huge amount of the local economy.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I suppose, kind of in keeping with that a little bit, Morris, as well, I wanted to talk to you about having that community connection as well, because we hear it's so important, I suppose, especially when, you know, you're looking at regional growth, I suppose, and businesses trying to make an impact in their local area and their local region as well. But can you, I kind of explain, I suppose, what that community connection is and why it is so important?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest strengths of in Kerry is, I suppose, the sense of community. I think businesses here are deeply rooted in their local areas, and you know, they hire locally, try to support local initiatives, and build long-term relationships with, you know, suppliers and customers locally. I think that, you know, creates, you know, stability and loyalty, which you mightn't always get in bigger cities. So, you know, when a business, I suppose, is genuinely part of the community, I think people feel invested in its success, I suppose, and that leads to more sustainable growth in the longer term. You see places like Kerry, I suppose, where companies work closely with, you know, NTU, local schools, sports clubs and community groups. I think it creates a cycle where, you know, you have a strong community, strong talent pipeline and strong business off the back of it. So I think it's a big reason why, I suppose, the region continues to attract that investment and retain some of our best people.
Yeah, that's brilliant to hear. Maurice, just before we finish up, if anyone is listening and they want to contact yourselves, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, I think anyone that wants to contact us can reach out to us on our website at forbesdesires.ie, or make contact with one of the team if they search for us online. We're always have opportunities open for the next generation of talent that's coming through, and are very consciously trying to build our team in Dublin and beyond. So it's I'd encourage anyone to look into a role with us. We're a very ambitious firm that are looking to work with really good people and continue our good work with our clients.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Well, Maurice, it's been lovely to talk to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
Thank you, Amber. Appreciate the time.